Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There are questions surrounding voting processes as they are taking place around the country. Voting has started in many different areas. A lot of people have been able to cast their ballot, and people have a lot of questions about what's the safety? What's the security of this process? And so much is changing right in the bottom of the ninth inning before November 3rd, when Election Day actually gets here. So I want to invite my guest on. U.S. Representative Rodney Davis joins us now. It's great to have you back, Rodney. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time this close to the election, watching what's taking place across the country. Are you concerned about a fair, equitable election taking place?
No, I'm not. I believe that we have the fairest, freest elections in the world. There are some areas, some states. Remember, our states and local areas are the ones that run our elections. It's not a nationalized approach. So California has different election laws than Illinois. Missouri has different election laws than Illinois. But I know most of these election administrators in my district, and I don't care if they're Republican or Democrat. They just want to make sure they give everybody a chance to vote. Now, what scares me, Annie, states like California that are mailing live ballots out to people they know are dead or shouldn't be registered at that address. That's what the president talks about when he talks about the potential for fraud.
Yeah, I think that there's just a concern in general about how much of this might be changing across the country just due to COVID happening. In the state of Illinois, we've had early voting for some time. What's your feeling about how Illinois is doing so far with this early voting, congressman, and how are you feeling about your campaign?
You know, I don't know if you'd agree with me or not, Annie, but I am shocked that the Mike Madigan-led Democrats in Springfield didn't implement some of the crazy California stuff that we've seen over the years, like ballot harvesting and mailing live ballots to people they know shouldn't be registered. But they didn't do that. And actually, Republicans and Democrats came together. They mailed applications for absentee ballots. And we're seeing those absentee ballots returned by people who would, you know, for the most part, normally go to the polls, but they're deciding to vote by mail or vote early. And that's okay. We need to make sure everybody gets that chance to vote. I'm confident we're going to have the highest turnout we've ever had in our nation's electoral history with this presidential race. And I think that that's going to bode well for me and my race and bode well for a lot of races.
Congressman, do you want to talk a little bit about how people can register to vote, in specifically in Illinois, where your race is? You can register online, and from what I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, you can register up to the day of the election.
You can register on Election Day with same-day registration. It's really easy to vote in Illinois if you can legitimately have information and an address and a history of living in that area. You can walk in and register to vote on the same day. Take advantage of that. You know, we want to make sure everybody gets a chance to get out and vote. And if we can keep our grocery stores open, if we can, you know, keep our restaurants open like we have throughout this pandemic, and our hardware stores and other places, we can certainly run a safe election to mitigate the risk of spread of COVID. And don't be afraid to go vote in person if that's your preferred method. And frankly, Annie, 59% of Americans polled still want to vote on Election Day.
Yeah.
U.S. Representative Rodney Davis on the phone with us. Congressman Davis, is this, I hate to use the phrase, but is this the new normal? I mean, do you think in future elections we're just doing mail-in voting now? We're doing really early voting? Or is this going to go back after COVID?
Well, I think it's going to be a combination. Remember, early voting didn't start out like gangbusters in Illinois, but the more elections that people took advantage of it, they realized it's less about, you know, which party could get an advantage, and it's more about convenience for them. And when it becomes convenient for somebody, then they're going to take advantage of that process. But I think in Illinois, whatever method that an individual decides to use to cast their vote, we've got some good election officials at the local level that really just want to make sure their ballot's counted and that it's going to, you know, they're going to follow all the rules and regulations and make sure they give everybody a chance to cast the vote and mitigate any risk that's out there. What concerns me is, what concerns me the most is that maybe election judges might not show up because they might be fearful about COVID, and that causes a lot of concern for me on election day.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people are kind of just waiting to see how this shakes out, and the compulsion that people are going to have this year to vote, as you said, I think that the election turnout overall is going to be just stunning when we see the numbers, even in the midst of a pandemic, which I think, you know, it shows, as you said, if you can go grocery shop, you can go in and be cautious and be smart about it and still cast your ballot with confidence. Congressman, I want to ask you specifically about the state of Illinois because, you know, whether this is able to crack the top headline or not, because there's a lot of big stories going on right now. Mike Madigan is still dodging and weaving away from a federal investigation into ComEd, which has his name as public official A, I believe. There's a lot of, you know, eyebrow raising surrounding some of what Mike Madigan has done in the past. And I think it's less surprising to some than it is to others. But I'm looking across the state and seeing a significant amount of opportunity for Republicans to take some of those seats in the Illinois State House, which would challenge Mike Madigan's supermajority. Just speak for a second on state politics. National politics gets the most oxygen in the room from time to time, but you're a resident of the state of Illinois. You're a taxpayer in the state of Illinois. How important are, you know, the down ballot races that people are going to be looking at right now?
I think they're very important, Annie. And if your listeners in the Metro East area want to send a message to Mike Madigan that enough's enough, you can't continue to run the Illinois General Assembly like it's your own little fiefdom and run the state of Illinois into the ground, then you're going to vote for Republican candidates up and down the ballot. Mike Madigan not only is the longest serving Speaker of the House in our nation's history, I mean, he's been in charge outside of 2 years since I was 13, and I'm 50 years old now. And he's so narcissistic that he's also the chairman of the Illinois Democratic Party. So you can't walk away from Mike Madigan if you're a Democrat up and down this ballot. And we need to make sure that the voters that are listening to your show right now understand it is imperative that you cannot reward a Mike Madigan because he has shown time and time again he's never going to give up power, and it's all about himself.
I want to ask you, Congressman, I can't watch a Disney food blog YouTube video without seeing an ad roll before I'm trying to, you know, get away from things for maybe 8-10 minutes. And there's this like paper cartoon of you and your head's bobbling back and forth. And it's this ad. I don't even know what they're criticizing you about. Somebody is spending a lot of money on me being in your district, you being my representative, spending a lot of money trying to take your seat from you, to flip your seat blue here in the state of Illinois. And my recollection of your last election, was it your last one where two elections ago that you had, who was it that called you and apologized for your loss and had to call you back?
Oh, yeah, that was the last election. That was Paul Ryan.
Paul Ryan.
CNN reported me losing. It didn't last long. We knew we were going to win, and we did, albeit it was a close race. And my district's a 50-50 district. We know that we're always going to have close races. And you can turn your TV on down in that St. Louis market. You can go online. You can be on, you know, watching Hulu or Sling or another streaming service, and you're going to see a lot of ads criticizing me. And we've already proven that a lot of them are just lies. It's unfortunate that my opponents resorted and her allies have resorted to lying about me and lying about our record. And that's why I come on shows like yours, Annie. I hope people get to know me as me, and we get to set the record straight. You know what I do, what I vote for, and frankly, you know I like Nickelback.
Yeah, we do. I thought about that when we started the segment. I said we did not have the correct song queued up, and that's my fault. One last question before we let you go, Congressman. Those issues that are important to people in your district here in the state of Illinois, amidst all the noise of a Trump administration, I think he's gotten quite a bit done. I'm happy to cast my ballot for him here coming up in November. But, you know, here in the Midwest, different things are important to us than you're going to see on the national media level right now. When you're campaigning to continue to retain your seat, what issues are you fighting for people in your district?
Well, the national issues that we're hearing about right now in regards to health care, you know, don't listen to the lies that you hear on TV and on social media and in the news. You know, Republicans like me and Democrats, we want to make our health care system better, protect pre-existing condition coverage for everyone, but also not leave 60 million Americans behind. But agriculture, transportation and infrastructure, student debt are all issues that I promised to tackle when I got to D.C. And I'm proud to say that we've got a very successful record on passing laws to make sure that our farmers are able to get through this pandemic and still be able to survive, that we're continuing to invest in our infrastructure, and you don't have to go too far than the Metro East area to see that. And student debt, I passed a law, even in the pandemic, that helps companies be able to pay the student debt of their employees and have the employees not be taxed on it up to $5,250 a year. These are the things I've done in the midst of all the screaming and yelling in the 24-hour news cycle, because we want to get things done that benefit our constituents. This pandemic's taken longer than we all thought, but we're getting through it. And look at the economic gain that we've seen during this pandemic over the last couple months. Think about that when you go to the ballot box. It could have been a lot worse in this country. But because we came together, working with the Trump administration, your 401k went up last quarter. And who'd have thought in the middle of a pandemic that that would happen?
Is Nancy Pelosi going to lead the House to another stimulus bill with President Trump?
No, I think she's playing games. I mean, she puts deadlines in place that she knows she's never going to reach. She just doesn't know what she wants other than to play politics with it and hate the big orange man.
Yeah, it is too bad. But we're watching and we're seeing how it is that we are going to get through the rest of these few days, these couple weeks here leading into the election. And I think everyone's got a little bit of an eye on what's going on and who's doing it. So, Congressman Rodney Davis, we appreciate you. We are watching your race closely. I'm happy to support you. And if your opponent ever wants to come on this show, we would love to have her as well. So that's an open invitation there as well. Thank you so much.
You're not the only radio host that tells me she doesn't want to come on. That should say something.
We appreciate talking to you. Couldn't get out of here without playing you some Nickelback. So here it is. Congressman Rodney Davis, we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Annie Fries is the best. Thanks, Annie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.